down.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reported Saturday Chinese President Xi Jinping said he would seriously consider visiting South Korea as part of efforts to support peace and security on the Korean Peninsula. Separately, Chinese Central Television reported Xi had told South Korean Prime Minister Han Duck-soo Saturday that China is willing to work to promote a strategic partnership between the two countries. Xi, who has not visited South Korea since 2014, held talks with Han in the eastern Chinese city of Hangzhou before the opening ceremony of the Asian Games on Saturday. The commitment to cooperation came ahead of scheduled trilateral talks in Seoul September 26th, involving senior officials from China, Japan, and South Korea, and tended to pave the way for a first-time leadership summit between the three countries in 4 years. Xi told Han he would welcome such a summit at an opportune time and would seriously consider visiting South Korea. The U.S. National Hurricane Center reports Tropical Storm Ophelia made landfall in North Carolina early Saturday, with estimated maximum wind speeds of 110 kilometers per hour. A hurricane watch remains in effect for portions of eastern North Carolina, and storm warnings have been issued in other parts of the state. National Hurricane Center meteorologist Philippe Papin told the Associated Press that even though the storm is weakening as it moves over land, it still carries a risk of gusting winds and heavy rains.
There have been tropical storm force winds observed, but those are starting to gradually subside as the system moves further inland. However, there's still a significant flooding rainfall threat for a large portion of eastern North Carolina into southern Virginia over the next 12 to 24 hours. And right now, the Weather Prediction Center has a moderate risk for excessive rainfall over the next couple of days in this region. So flooding rainfall is going to become the primary risk with the system over the next couple of days.
The governors of North Carolina, Virginia, and Maryland have declared a state of emergency in anticipation of Ophelia's arrival. This is VOA News. Russia's defense ministry said Saturday Armenian fighters in the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh have begun handing over their weapons following a military operation by Azerbaijan. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Russia's defense ministry said 6 armored vehicles, more than 800 guns, and about 5,000 units of ammunition had been handed over so far. The Armenians of Karabakh, which is internationally recognized as a part of Azerbaijan, were forced to declare a ceasefire on Wednesday. That's after Azerbaijan began what it called an anti-terrorist operation. It was in response to some of its troops being killed in what Azerbaijan said were attacks from the mountainous region. The future of Karabakh and its 120,000 ethnic Armenians now hangs in the balance. Azerbaijan says it wants to integrate the long-contested region. Ethnic Armenians say they fear they will be persecuted. Azerbaijan envisages an amnesty for Karabakh Armenian fighters who give up their arms.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. Israel has launched a series of airstrikes on the Gaza Strip after Palestinian activists launched incendiary balloons into Israel. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
In Khan Yunis, on the border with Israel, Israeli troops fire tear gas canisters towards a group of Palestinian protesters. The protesters stay put and burn tires as they chant words of defiance. The protests come as fighting in the occupied West Bank surged to levels unseen in two decades. Some of the activists in Gaza fill small birthday balloons up with flammable gas before setting them into the air in the direction of Israel. The response following the balloons led to a flurry of airstrikes on Gaza. I'm Karen Shamas.
Pope Francis, during a visit to France on Saturday, challenged French President Emmanuel Macron and other European leaders to open their ports to people fleeing hardship and poverty. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The Pope insisted Saturday that Europe does not face a migration emergency, but rather a long-term reality that governments must deal with humanely. The Pope addressed Macron and others at a conference center in the French port city of Marseille, where Mediterranean region Catholic bishops are meeting. His two-day visit to southern France comes as Italy's far-right-led government has responded to a new wave of arrivals by threatening a naval blockade of Tunisia and stepped up repatriations. Macron's government has beefed up border patrol on its southern border to stop the migrants from crossing over. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of these and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.